This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in one final time to a Lansing Lugnuts High A game in 2023. Today, the Lugnuts play the six-game series finale against the Lake County Captains from Classic Auto Group Park. The Lugnuts at 29-36 the second half and 60-70 for the year. And the Lake County Captains at 33-30 this half and 64-64 for the season as a whole. So you know Lake County wants to finish up this season above 500. Our pitching matchup, the righty Mitch Myers goes to the mound for the Lugnuts today, and Lake County counters with the left-hander Ryan Webb. Well, as we close everything out for this 27th season of Lugnuts baseball, I had the chance to catch up with Lugnuts manager Craig Conklin. And so here's Craig talking about how his first season managing in minor league baseball went, plus a whole lot more. Joined by Lansing Lugnuts manager Craig Conklin, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. First year as a minor league baseball manager coming to an end. What do you think?
I enjoyed myself. It was, it took a second to get acclimated to the, kind of the administrative aspect and, all the different duties, in that regard. But, as far as the on-field stuff, that's pretty much the same, The ability to, not be locked into one thing, which in the past has been primarily hitters, base runners, and outfielders, but to be able to kind of sit back and watch the entire machine, it was quite enjoyable.
Was there anything that surprised you in watching the entire machine?
Not particularly. I wasn't surprised, but when I reflect back, it's the ability to kind of interact, more so with on the pitching side. So for me, that was kind of a missing piece in my personal development as a coach, because when you're in a position player world, you're just only with the position players, and the only interaction you have with pitchers primarily is when you're shaking their hand after a game or you're passing them in the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. But to be able to participate when they're throwing sides and not that I said anything, but just to watch and listen and kind of see how they go about their work was good.
I know how interested you are in the mental side of the game, and pitching, there's such a strong mental side of the game there too. How much did you get involved in that?
I didn't get involved too much because Don's pretty good at that.
Yes.
In his own right. So if I had a thought in regards to a guy and his competitiveness, or if he had a bad outing and it affected him, you could see it. Don and I talked about it, so I voiced my thoughts and, not many concerns, but if there were any, we talked well, so our communication was good.
As you look back upon the season, what are you most proud of?
Pretty much, the guys never gave up in any game. They never threw in the towel. They never gave at-bats away. If pitchers, gave up, had an unfortunate inning where they'd give up lots of runs, most times, if they had the opportunity and they went back out, they, they shut him down, or they, you know, they didn't have back-to-back bad innings. You know, so the fact that our guys on both sides, you know, didn't give in.
17 guys who were Lansing Lugnuts in 2023 finished the season with the Midland Rockhounds. What does that say?
It just says they work hard and they get better.
Yeah.
You know? You know, for me, I'm pretty much, I'm the same guy, you know, year in and year out as far, I mean, I want to get better, but my mentality's been forged, and it's pretty much the same. So, you know, I think these guys know how I am.
Yes.
And how I played when I was, you know, playing, and I try to pass that on to them, you know, and encourage them when things aren't going their way, be it team-wise or individually. You know, I'm trying to always motivate and encourage.
On that note about what you pass on to these guys, to have 2022 Lugnuts making their Major League debut this year, and a Tyler Soderstrom and a Lawrence Butler among the others, how did you feel when you watched that?
Like a proud parent, you know, especially, you know, to have seen those guys when they first signed, you know, like Sody, you know, when he came to Stockton, I had him that year. And it took me a minute to get to know him because I wasn't at spring that year. Spring training, I was at the alternate site in Stockton.
Yes.
So my first interaction with him was when he came for the season. You know, and being the fourth coach, you know, and being kind of the older guy, more experienced in life on the staff, I take special interest in guys like that that have lots of potential but maybe slow themselves down maybe because of, you know, lack of experience in certain areas of their life because they're young.
Yeah.
You know, so same thing with Lawrence. You know, Lawrence is a big personality, you know, and to be able to help, you know, him learn how to balance out that, you know, and, you know, there's a time and a place for it, you know, and A-ball's not really the time to do that. You got to pick your spots.
Yes.
So, you know, so yeah, having those guys make their debut was special for me. So, yeah.
To 2021 in Stockton Ports, Junior Perez, Danny Bautista Jr., you catch up with them 2 years later. As they finish this season, where are they now compared to where they were when you first met them?
I would say that, you know, they're both improved a lot. Junior probably more so, but maturity-wise, Danny's always been kind of an old soul guy, you know, he's always been kind of mature, I think partially because of his upbringing.
Yeah.
You know, and being around the game, you know. Junior's has learned balance, you know, and his emotions, you know, and he works extremely hard. So, yeah, those guys, you know, have improved a lot, but like I said, you know, Junior probably a little more than Danny, because Danny kind of came, you know, the way he was. Junior had a lot to work on.
Max Muncy, you first worked with last year as a hitting coach. This year he starts with us, and now he's finishing, and he's finishing strong in Midland. How have you seen him grow?
Max is kind of like a Ferrari, and he's learning how to drive it.
Yeah.
You know, it's high speed, low drag, you know, and for him to learn how to shift gears, you know, and downshift, slow things down, and drive instead of just bounce off the rails, you know. He's kind of, you know, he's reserved in certain areas, but very outspoken in others. So when it comes to his work, you know, he started to take off once he started getting a little bit of individual work, because he likes to, you know, he's a team guy. He likes to be around the team. He likes to talk to the guys. He likes to be out there and do his thing. But at the same time, you know, he needed individual attention.
Yes.
Be it 12 to 15 minutes, that and he's good. That way, mentally, he knows, hey, you know what? I got my work in. Now I can go out there and we can, you know, I can still get work in, but now I can kind of be Max, you know, and joke around and do my thing.
A different kind of personality.
Yeah.
Johnny Butler last year just needed to stay healthy. And this year he was healthy while he was with us. There was the injured list with Midland. He's back. But he tapped into power this year. What did you see him reach?
Johnny's swing is pretty much, you know, he's very compact, short, you know, A to B, about the ball skills are really good. I just think he, pitch selection probably got a little bit better, swinging at better pitches, you know, balls that he could actually, you know, square up and drive. So probably, you know, and I haven't looked at numbers, but, you know, I would say more consistent contact helps him.
Yeah. Daniel Susak, the most recent to get the call up to Double A, how did he progress while he was here with you?
You know, Dan and I talked about early in the season, you know, there's some mechanical things that needed some attention, but, you know, more so how he was thinking, you know, when he would step into the box. And for me, I kind of just said, hey, you know, what I see is you take your catching brain into the batter's box, and sometimes you think too much, you know?
Yes.
So to try to separate the two, when you're catching and you're dissecting a hitter and the best way to get him out, you know, when you step into the box, you can't have all those thoughts running through your head about, okay, what's this guy going to throw me right now? How's this going to happen? You know, you have an approach, and yeah, it can change from pitch to pitch, but he was thinking too much.
Yeah.
You know, and getting himself, you know, into deep count sometimes, and then, you know, go into a defensive type of swing with two strikes. You know, if he a little bit more stubborn in his zone, you know, and when he got the pitch he wanted to hit, you know, he could hit it a long way.
Which player have I not named where you say, this guy is special to me and working with him, and it's going to be terrific to watch him move forward up through the system?
I mean, you've touched pretty much on guys. I think, you know, for me, the name that keeps coming to the forefront as kind of a most improved guy,
yeah,
or somebody that, you know, I mean, I have a vested interest in all the players, but somebody, because I've had him for a few years, is Junior.
Yes.
You know, his defensive ability has always been, you know, above average, but he's taken some stuff to a different level. You know, I never had a problem, you know, or a concern with him running down balls, but his awareness, you know, in the outfield is improved. He's always had a strong arm, but I think it's gotten a tad bit stronger, but with accuracy.
Yes.
So, and then, you know, always the major concern with position guys is, are they going to hit? So he's always had, he's always had, you know, raw power. You know, and he still has work to do, but he's made a lot of progress. You know, and been a long season. He's played a lot. You know, his body's is fatigued a little bit. You know, guys try hard. They press towards the end of the season sometimes, and I think, you know, I think he's pressing a little bit. You know, he's tired. But I'm proud of him, you know, and I'll be, you know, exciting to see what happens here. But, yeah.
Let me ask you about one more specific player and then a big question about the system, and that'll be it. Talking about a player that you put in the lineup every day, Colby Thomas has played in every single game since he joined from Stockton. And for me, he's been exciting to watch. What have your thoughts been about him?
He's a grinder, you know. I mean, I liked him. He was hurt in spring training. But when he started, you know, doing his progressions and working towards, you know, playing, I always liked him. I didn't know much about him, you know, but once he started playing in stock, you know, you start following because you start thinking about, okay, well, is this, who might we get, you know? And so he's a guy that, you know, he's not the biggest in stature, but he's strong and he works hard and he's a student in the game. You know, there's, again, you know, he's a younger player in regards to, you know, professional baseball. So, again, it'll be exciting to see him. And he was going to be the guy that I mentioned when you asked me anybody else.
Yeah.
But Junior kept popping around. But Colby definitely is a guy like that. He kind of reminds me of a like a Johnny DeLuca.
Yes.
You know, and I know Johnny personally. And they're kind of similar. Johnny's a little more stoic, but, you know, Colby kind of fits that mold for me.
Here's the big question. Between last year and this year, we are seeing the foundation of the Oakland Athletics coming through, whom the Athletics hope to build the next winning teams based on. What have your thoughts been about this talent coming through last year, this year?
Well, I mean, I pay attention to a lot of things. I pay attention to detail and I listen. And, you know, Kase had said it in spring training, you know, we're not an organization that's going to be able to really go out and buy big bombers to, you know, come in and close out games and big power guys, so we're going to have to figure out other ways to create runs, you know, which means old school style. Get on base, guys behind you, get them over, guys next, get them in, you know. Taking extra bases, putting yourself in scoring position, stealing bases, putting pressure on the defense, all those types of things, you know, I took in the beginning of the season, I told our position guys, that's what we're going to do. Once you see the roster, and I said, we got guys that can run. We got intelligent base runners. You know, I said, we want to take chances. We don't want to take stupid chances. I go, but we're going to run. We're going to steal bases. We're going to exploit weaknesses in the outfield. We're going to take advantage and put pressure on them. You know, force them to make quality throws. And we've done that all season long. You know, we're second out of 12 teams, I think, in stolen bases. And, you know, every night, you know, our guys are running the bases hard, taking advantage of them. And I give them, you know, or we give them information to do that, you know. And several times throughout the season, you know, we'll have a little powwow, you know, and I'll check their pulse. Hey, how you guys holding up? How are your legs? Everybody good? You guys need anything else? Are we, you know, we're giving you enough information, you know? And so, you know, and if nobody says anything, great. Then, you know, I just say, you know, stay the course, man. Keep putting your foot on their throats and make them, you know, sweat. You know, we do that. You know, we're never out of a game. You know, partially because we're aggressive on the bases and we take advantage of things, and our mentality is we don't give up. So, yeah.
Connor. Thank you very much. It's been terrific working with you this year.
Yep, you too, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Lansing Lugnuts manager Craig Conklin. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strasser.
I appreciate Craig Conklin very much for lending his time for that conversation, talking about this 2023 season. One game left, and that game is coming up shortly. Lugnuts and Captains from Eastlake, Ohio. Lansing Lugnuts starting lineup, leading off the center fielder Junior Perez. Batting second, the shortstop Casey Yamauchi. Heading third, the DH Danny Batista Jr. Batting fourth, right fielder Colby Thomas. Heading fifth, first baseman Brennan Malone. Batting sixth, left fielder Clark Elliott. Heading seventh, third baseman TJ Schofield Sam. Batting eighth, catcher Carlos Amaya. And hitting ninth, second baseman Colby Halter. That's Perez, Yamauchi, Batista, Thomas, Malone, Elliott, Schofield, Sam, Amaya, and Halter. And they support the Lugnuts right-hander Mitch Myers. On the other side for the Lake County Captains and lefty Ryan Webb, DH Jake Fox bats first. Second baseman Nate Furman hits second. Batting third, the shortstop Yordis Valdez. The right fielder Jorge Burgos cleans up with center fielder Joe Lampe hitting fifth. Batting sixth, first baseman Junior Sun Quintin. Catcher Zach Basha hits seventh. Batting eighth, the left fielder Isaiah Green. And batting ninth, third baseman Tyrese Turner. Fox, Furman, Valdez. Burgos, Lampe, Sun Quintin. Basha, Green, Turner in support of lefty Ryan Webb. Down to the field.
Thank you.
And now it's time for baseball. Our home plate umpire is Guillermo Rodriguez. Our base umpire is Shinko Ishizawa. Now, LA County Captains defenders, Isaiah Green in left, Joe Lampy in center, Jorge Burgos is in right, the catcher Zach Fascia, at first base junior Sun Quintin, the second baseman Nate Furman, and at short, it's Yordis Valdez with Tyrese Turner over third. The lefty Ryan Webb wearing number 8 at the center of it all. He scrawled in the dirt to the back of the mound. So, three kids. One of them got the play ball, and I would say with the right amount of energy to boot. So let's go. Junior Perez, Casey Yamauchi, and Danny Batista Jr. about to come up to home plate. Game number 131 for the 27th season of Lugnuts Baseball. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You can email the broadcast booth, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. At LansingLugnuts.com. And find me on social media at JGoldStress. Ryan Webb, the lefty, entering play today. Webb has been, against this Lugnuts team, highly successful. 2-4 overall with a 3.43 ERA in 16 starts, 76 innings, 79 strikeouts, and 32 walks. It was Webb who started the first game of this series. It was a game that Lake County was victorious. They walked off the Lugnuts in the bottom of the ninth inning on a sack fly hit by Khalil Watson. Webb in that game, 6 innings, 1 run, 4 hits, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. The only run against him was on his own throwing error, trying to throw out Danny Batista Jr. attempting to steal third base. Danny had left too soon. Webb fired over. He didn't get him. Danny scored. That was it against Ryan Webb. And so he is ready to try to dazzle the Lansing Lugnuts offense again. We'll see how the Lugnuts fare against him here in round 2 of this series. Here comes Junior Perez to step in on the first batter of the final game. Lefty deals to righty. On the first pitch, that's up and away, ball one at 1:06 p.m. We are officially underway from East Lake, Ohio. Junior Perez is playing in his 117th game. A 1-0. Swinging a ground ball, fair up the third base side, eluding the diving Turner. That baseball kicks off the wall, right back toward the field of play. Perez heads for second, throw in there is late. Dives in head first with a leadoff double. Junior Perez with his 27th double of the year. That is how this game gets going. You always wonder, last game of the year, how quickly will guys swing? What focus will they bring to their approach? Junior entering that plate appearance here in this series. He had been 1-for-21. So now make him 2-for-22 at a scoring position. On the batter is Casey Yamauchi. The right-handed hitting Yamauchi in game 3 with the Lugnuts. Here's the pitch. Low from Webb, ball 1. Lugnuts looking to get on Webb and gain the early advantage. Through 2 games, Yamauchi is 4-for-6, 3 singles, a double. He's been hit by a pitch and drawn a walk. Webb offers. Outside for ball 2. Do not put it past Casey to give a good swing here if this pitch is hittable. Lugnuts wearing their road black uniforms, black helmets, road gray pants. Numbers on the back are in white, outlined in gray, no nameplates. Webb offers. Outside for ball 3. And it's Ryan Webb who looks out of sorts here in the early going. Yamauchi did not play first game of the series that Ryan Webb started. A 3-0, inside and low, ball 4. Lead off double, now the 4-pitch base on balls, and the first 2 Lugnuts are on, opening up the contest. Here's Danny Batista Jr. First, though, the catcher Fascia out to the mound to have a word with Ryan Webb. Go back earlier this year, Webb's first outing against Lansing. April 23rd, game two of a doubleheader here at Classic Auto Group Park. And Webb in that game, 5 2/3, scoreless innings. No walks, only two hits. He struck out eight in a 3-0 Lake County win, and that closed out the series. Then he pitched in Lansing, May 21st, 5 innings, 2 runs, 4 Ks. Webb to Danny Batista. Pushes a bunt down toward first. Junior San Quintin gloves. Runs at Danny. Tags him out. Meanwhile, the sacrifice moves the runners up. Perez over to third. Yamauchi up to second. First baseman unassisted. Here comes the cleanup hitting Colby Thomas. Sixteenth sacrifice laid down by Lansing this year. Danny Batista Jr.'s second. Colby Thomas waits. Lefty to righty, no score yet. Second and third, the pitch. Takes off the outside corner. Ball one. Thomas has scuffled a bit in this series. 3 for 19, albeit with a home run. The deal, swing and a miss. 1 ball, 1 strike. Colby is playing in his 54th consecutive game since joining the Lugnuts from Single A Stockton. A break even. Outside from Webb. Let's say he walks Thomas. That would load up the bases for Brennan Malone, the hottest hitter in the Lugnuts lineup today. The only one with another argument would be A. Ribielanales, but he is idle for the season finale. 2-1. Low and away, gets away from catcher Fascia, and from third base, Perez scores standing. Yamauchi over to third, and it's 1-0 Lansing. A wild pitch for Ryan Webb. Three balls and one strike, meanwhile, on Colby Thomas. A deep breath for the pitcher. The wind and the toss. Broke it in there for a called strike. 3-2. At the very least, you'd love to hit a fly ball deep enough to bring in Yamauchi with great speed. And now in comes the infield for the Captains. Pitch on its way. Swinging a slow tapper out of the mound. Yamauchi looks at the plate. Doesn't go. And Ryan Webb underhands to first base for the out. Yamauchi was watching the whole way, talking to manager Craig Conklin right now, back at third base. That's the second out. Casey Seidel down the line, went halfway, and then decided at the last second, I'm not going to try it. Runner third, two gone. That brings up Brendan Malone. And as I mentioned, red hot. First pitch. Low ball one. Lugnuts lead 1-0 on the wild pitch tossed by Ryan Webb. Brendan Malone in this series, 7 for 14 with 5 walks. Fouls this pitch off, bouncing up the third base side. 15 hits in his last 31 at-bats. Two gone, 1-0 Lansing. Here's the pitch. A ground ball weakly struck down toward third. In comes Turner. Gloves, takes his time, throws across in time. That was a bit of trouble on the transfer, but Tyrese Turner got it done. Malone and the Lugnuts are retired. Lansing scores 1 run on 1 hit and 1 walk, 1 runner left at third base. Let's go to the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts 1, Lake County is now coming up against Mitch Myers in the season finale.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Early lead for the Lansing Lugnuts could have had more. First to reach, they had second and third one out. The Lugnuts settled for one run. And as we go to the bottom of the first inning, the Lugnuts have given that lead to the right-hander, Mitch Myers, the Pitt Panther. Myers takes on first Jake Fox, the DH, followed by second baseman Nate Furman, and then shortstop Yordiz Valdez. 1-2-3 in the Lake County order, wearing the home whites. First pitch from the righty. Outside to the left-handed hitting Fox. In the first series of the season, Jake Fox was injured in the first game against Lansing. Here's the toss. Backdoor breaking ball missed. Ball two. So the Lugnuts did not get to see then his quality. They have seen it since. And then yesterday, how about an RBI triple and a three-run homer? Double shy of the cycle. The pitch to him. Outside corner, called a strike by Guillermo Rodriguez. Fox threw 100 games even, 103 hits, 23 doubles, 5 triples, 8 homers. A 2-1, grabs the outside corner, strike two. And Fox asks for time. Cloudy skies above here in Lake County. They have been cloudy ever since the first game of the series. The first game was hot, and it was really hot as Lansing came in here. Myers is 2-2. That's flicked off the hands, foul ground, left side, and it falls foul. Third baseman Schofield Sam could not get over there. It's currently 69 degrees. Charge. Wind is gusting left to right. Break even. Fox fouls this pitch away left side. I go back and contrast the first pitch temperatures throughout the season series, Lansing and Lake County. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball out to center field. Junior Perez there makes the catch. One down. 1-0 Lansing leading last of the first. Perez in center with Elliott in left, Thomas in right. Schofield Sam at third base. Yamauchi at shortstop. Halter at second. Malone at first. And the catcher, Amaya, for the final game of this season. Lansing opened up. The second road trip for the Lugnuts in 2023 was here in Lake County back in mid-April. Nate Furman bats left, first pitch. Breaking ball dips down, one ball, no strikes. And the temperatures for those games, 46 degrees, 76 degrees, 70 degrees, 45 degrees, and 46 degrees. Here's the pitch. That's called a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. And the second baseman, Nate Furman. Heading 226 through 67 games. Myers fires. Strike two called outside corner. So today, which feels cooler with the wind, is 23 degrees warmer than it was back in April. When the Lugnuts hosted Lake County in May, temperatures up to 75, but still as low as 51. Had to wait until the captains came to town in July. Fastball high. Two balls and two strikes. In July, the captains were in town, July the 4th through July the 9th. That's when the temperatures hit 88 degrees. A 2-2. Just off the outside corner. Three balls and two strikes. One out with the bases clear. Here's the payoff. Fly ball patted out to left center field. Paris is on the sprint to his right. He gets there. Two outs. Junior Paris is such a capable defensive center fielder. Off the bat, that looked like trouble for the left center alleyway. But no, sir. So two gone and nobody on for Yordis Valdez, a switch hitter batting left. He takes the ball low. Comes in hitting 240 with three homers. This is his 79th game of this 2023 season. 1-0 Lansing leading. Here's the pitch. That's high for Myers. Two balls and no strikes. Center fielder Perez is pacing a bit. He's two steps to his right toward left center. Oppo, 2-0. Strike called across the outside corner. Fastball, curve, changeup, slider in the Myers repertoire. It's a hitter's pitch on 2-1, and it's bounced foul, rolling right side. Mitch is going to the off-speed early and often, and he's keeping him off balance. And when he can throw that curveball for strikes across the outside corner against left-handed batters, makes him highly effective. He takes on a lot of lefties today. In fact, they're all going to bat from the left side against him. No right-handed Will Bartlett. 2-2. A bouncing ball up the right side. First baseman Malone comes over to grab. Feeds Myers right to the bag. Out recorded. Side retired. Perfect frame from Mitch. At a 1-0 Lugnuts lead to the second inning from Classic Auto Group Park in East Lake, Ohio.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Ryan Webb's warm-ups are completed. Second inning bound. Lugnuts 1, Lake County nada. On a first inning wild pitch from Ryan Webb that brought in Junior Perez. Perez had led off the first inning with a double. This second inning will begin with Clark Elliott, followed by Schofield Sam and Amaya. That's 6-7-8 in the order. Lefty to lefty. Elliott went around too far on the first pitch, breaking down and away. Strike one. Second game for Clark. Back since being activated off the injured list. Getting in some time before this year can come to a close. At 0-1. Fastball up and inside. One ball and one strike to the Michigan Wolverine, drafted last year. A competitive balance B selection by the Oakland A's out of Michigan. Webb offers. Bowled back. Up and over the left side. 67th game for Elliott as a member of the Lugnuts. Open up the year with single-A Stockton, hitting 194 with Lansing with six doubles and one triple. Webb's pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the off-speed. Now there's one away. First strikeout for Ryan Webb. Hello to Marsha Bullard one last time. Checking in via email. Game number 131 of 131. It was a game at South Bend that was canceled, so no 132 this year. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Lefty to lefty, the pitch to T.J. Schofield-Sam. High fly ball down the right side. To his left, Jorge Burgos in the corner makes the catch. T.J. just got under it. Two outs. It's a 1-0 Nuts lead. On the batter is Carlos Amaya, the catcher. Two outs, nobody on. Amaya takes inside ball one. Number 8, hitter in the order. Webb looks for the perfect frame. Fires. Down and away. Seventeenth game for Amaya with Lansing. Webb offers. Up and away. Black long sleeves for Carlos. Jersey number 30. Unstained barrel of the bat, but the handle is wrapped in red tape. A step back, the leg kick pitch on its way. Inside. Carlos Amaya draws the 4-pitch walk from Ryan Webb. And Webb has walked a second in as many innings. Both of them 4-pitch walks. Jeff Wack checks in one last time this year. Hello, Jeff. Lefty to lefty, Colby Halter takes the ball low. The Lugnut second baseman batting 9th in the order. A 1-0 Lugnuts lead. Looking to add to it, top of the second inning, two outs. Amaya not a threat to run. The pitch. Halter checks swing. Breaking ball down and away. A no appeal. 2-0. Halter ejected from yesterday's game after striking out in the first inning. 17th batter this year from Florida, game number 23. He takes. There's a called strike on the breaker. And it's 2-1. The top of the order, and Junior Perez waits in the wings. Webb offers. Fly ball down the right side, hooking. Burgos has to play it on a hop. It's a base hit. Amaya takes the turn. He's on his way to third base. Though comes into second from Jorge Burgos. Colby Halter has a single. Got jammed, it looked like, and he hooked it down the stripe where the ball died in front of Burgos. First and third with two outs for Junior Perez. Perez has shown that he has the ability to take over games. 1-for-1 with a double and a run scored. 1-0 Nuts. The pitch. Swings and misses the first pitch change. At first base, Halter's smart runner. Sidling away from the bag, held on by Sun Quintin. Amaya at third. Webb deals. Bunshon swung back the pitch down and in. They appeal the check swing. He didn't go around on the bunt. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Low and in, two balls and a strike. Webb is his own worst enemy right now. He is working around the zone and putting himself in counts that favor these Lugnuts hitters. Perez leads the team in homers. Two ball, one strike pitch. Outside for ball three. Junior shakes his head as that one missed. Well, a 3-1 is coming. And that's called a strike across the inside corner. If Webb misses again, he'll put Perez on to load up the bases for Casey Yamauchi. There's a large monarch butterfly that has been fluttering its way around this ballpark. Just crossed past home plate. That's now over the netting on the right side, beyond the captain's dugout. Halter runs from first on this 3-2. Perez hits a high fly out to center. Lampy backs up. He stops. He waits. He makes the one-handed catch. Side retired. A lot of pitches being utilized right now by Ryan Webb, but in the end, he strands runners at first and third, and it remains a 1-0 Lugnuts lead on our way to the bottom of the second inning from Lake County.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lansing 1, Lake County nada. Last of the second inning from Eastlake, Ohio. And the 4, 5, and 6 batters are coming up to home plate for the captains. That's Burgos, Lampy, and San Quintin. Mitch Myers worked a sweat-free first inning. Fox fly to center. Berman line to center. Valdez grounded to first. And the Pitt Panther is ready to get back to work. Jorge Burgos, a left-handed hitting right fielder. And the captain's cleanup hitter waits. The pitch. Fly ball center field. Junior Perez back to his left. He's there. He runs it down. Just keep on throwing it and having them hit it to center. And that is a winning recipe from Mitch. One away for Joe Lampy, who's the Lake County center fielder. Left-handed batter. The righty Myers kicks, offers. Bunted and foul-tipped straight backward. Strike one. Red-hot start this year for Lampy, and then ever since then, he rode the roller coaster. He's been highly successful against the Lugnuts this year, overall batting .233 in 110 games. Myers throws. That's outside. Third-round selection last year from Arizona State. Sox pulled up just below the knees. Crowds the plate from the left side. Yellow batting gloves. A check swing foul at home. And the count is 1-2. That is some of the weaker contact that you'll ever hear about for those first two strikes. And is he going to hit it to Junior Perez? Junior's taken two steps to his left toward right center, expecting a pull. Left fielder Elliott straight away. Right fielder Thomas straight away and deep. Second baseman Halter deep. The 1-2. Very high for Myers. Two balls and two strikes. Meanwhile, the first baseman Malone is playing right down his line, right beside the bases umpire, Shin Koishizawa, who has his hands on his hips. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the high cheddar. First strikeout for Myers. Two outs, last of the second. It's a 1-0 Lugnuts lead. Myers looks for a second consecutive 1-2-3 frame. Bring up Junior San Quintin. Switch hitter batting left, the first baseman. The pitch, a ground ball rolled over to Halter at second. Picks it up, throws to first. Side retired, just like that. Let's go to the third inning. The Lake County Captains are trailing the Lansing Lugnuts by a 1-0 score.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ryan Webb and the Lake County Captains are down 1-0. We open up the third inning now from Classic Auto Group Park. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Jesse Orozco shout out here. Well, for the captain's starter, the Georgia Bulldog, 35 pitches, 16 strikes, and 19 balls through the first two innings. It's probably fortunate that this is only a 1-0 Lugnuts lead. Goes to Casey Amauchi, batting right. Swing and a miss, strike one. Good breaking ball. Biting down and in. It's Yamauchi, Batista Jr., and Thomas, the 2-3-4 batters in the order. First time up for Yamauchi. He drew a walk. Here's Webb's pitch. Fly ball out to right field and shallow. Burgos started back, now trots forward to his left. Makes the catch. One down. Just off the end of the bat for Casey, trying to poke it out there. Danny Batista Jr. takes his turn. First time up, Danny laid down a sacrifice bunt. I was following the Perez double. The walk to Casey, moving them to second and third. The pitch here takes a ball up and away. Danny comes in with 118 base hits this year. He is second in the Midwest League. The windup, a ball and offering. Fouled up and away off the right side. Told me earlier today he was going to go for a three-hit game. He was looking at the league hitting leaders and saying, I need to cement my spot for second in the league. 1-1, down and in. Ball two. Tightly contested there at the top. Fun to see where the Lugnuts rank amongst the league leaders right now. Final game of the year. Webb throws. Batista Jr. fouls it back, trying to react on the breaking ball. Nathan Church of Peoria has sewn up, if you want to call it that, the hits crown. 127 base hits this year for Church. And then there's Danny at 118. The pitch? A breaking ball just missed a little up and away. He's worked the count full. And then Arroyo with Dayton is at 117, one back. That's the chief competition. Batista Jr. with the stirrups pulled up to the knees. One out, nobody on, 1-0 Lansing. Payoff, fouled straight back, just missed it. Then again, did catch enough. Earns himself another pitch. Danny comes in sixth in the league in batting average as well at 273. Knees bent. 3-2. Ground ball foul shot behind his manager coaching at third, Craig Conklin. On deck, it's Colby Thomas. Danny draws across the plate with that bat. Black barrel, unstained handle, two-toned. Knees bent. The wind, the 3-2. That's lifted high in the air to shallow right field. Second baseman Furman goes out. He's under with a one-hand snag. I'll pop out for out number two. This was where Webb got himself into trouble in the second inning. Two outs, nobody on. Issued a walk, then allowed a single. 1-0 Lansing leading Ryan Webb in the Caps. Webb throws. Colby Thomas fouls it straight back. Strike one. That's a dangerous swing if you're Ryan Webb. You're saying, all right, let me give him something else. He was sitting on it. Second baseman Furman is right up the middle. And 0-1. Breaking ball grabs the outside corner. Good backdoor hook. Nothing in two. Cleanup hitter in the order. The right fielder, third rounder out of Mercer with the open stance. On his tiptoes with the left foot. 0-2. Fly ball right field. Chance once again for Burgos. Burgos waits. There's the catch. Everyone took it to the right side. Yamauchi, Batista Jr., and Thomas, all of them lifting the ball in the air where they were caught in right, the first two deep, the second shallow. I should say the first and the third deeper than the second. But no matter what, we're going to the bottom of the third inning, and the score remains 1-0 in favor of the Lugnuts at Lake County.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
As we go to the bottom of the third inning, enormous thanks to Drew LaFollette here, the assistant general manager for the Lake County Captains. I have no internet anywhere except off of his hotspot, and I've been broadcasting off his hotspot all throughout this series and all throughout April's series. 1-0 Lansing. Mitch Myers deals outside ball one. And so if you're able to hear me right now, it's thanks to the assistant general manager's hotspot that you're able to do so. Zach Fesch is the batter, righty to lefty. Fesch whacks it in the air, foul left side. One ball, one strike. It's Fesch, it's Isaiah Green, and it's Tyrese Turner. It's the 7-8-9 batters for these Lake County Captains against Mitch Myers. The windup and the pitch. That too is fouled away to left side. One ball, two strikes. And the Lake County catcher out of Purdue. Myers winds and throws. That's outside. Two balls and two strikes. For Myers, through two perfect innings. Three flyouts, two groundouts, one strikeout. 2-2. Backdoor breaking ball called strike three. Bash it down watching. Seven up and seven down against Myers. Mitch's second strikeout. Now the batter is Isaiah Green. A left-handed hitting left fielder for Lake County. 1-0, the Lugnuts are on top. Here's the pitch. It's high and I think it crossed up the catcher, Maya. Home plate umpire Guillermo Rodriguez checking in with Carlos just to say, are you okay? What happened there? Here's the pitch. That's right in there for a called strike. Mitch coming off a difficult outing last time. This has been terrific stuff for him. 12th rounder 2 years ago. The pitch off the outside corner. Ball two. Last time that we saw Myers on the mound, he went 5 innings against West Michigan, and he allowed 10 hits and 7 runs. But the Lugnuts won the ballgame 19-9. Here comes a chopper hit on the right side. Halter attacks. Second baseman grabs. Underhands to Malone at first. 2 outs. 8 up and 8 down. Number 9 hitter, Tyrese Turner now. The switch hitting third baseman Turner. Batting left against the righty Myers. Lansing is up 1-0. Mitch, 1 out away from a perfect frame. Deals down and away. Ball 1. Now, the outing before that one against West Michigan, he had fired 5 scoreless innings at Dayton in a 4-0 Lugnuts win. His pitch, low again. 2 balls and no strikes. It's been an up-and-down season for Myers. But when he's been good, Mitch, 3 quality starts this year, 2 of them against Quad Cities. Here's the toss. Turner swings and misses. 2 balls, 1 strike. Tyrese Turner had a triple yesterday. That helped Lake County break the ice. The game was scoreless into the 5th inning. He takes off the outside corner. And now it's 3-1. Well, you don't want to walk him. He has tremendous speed. Hitting 250 through 12 games. Upright stance. Bat waggling above his helmet. Here's the 3-1. And that's grounded on the right side. 1 hop to the left of Halter to grab. Throws to first. That'll do it. About 3 perfect innings from Myers in the season finale. 1-0 Lugnuts lead, and we're onward to the 4th inning from East Lake, Ohio.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Brendan Malone leads off the 4th inning for the Lugnuts against Ryan Webb. Malone, Elliott, and Schofield Sam. Lake County expected to have the tandem of Webb followed by Reed Johnston here today, just like they had for the first game of the series. But in the first game of the series, they won it. They beat the Lugnuts 3-2. Webb 6 innings, 1 run. Johnston 3 innings, 1 run. They struck out 8 combined. 1 run for the Lugnuts in the first on the wild pitch by Webb. That is it for either team so far. The lefty Webb to the righty, Brendan Malone. 4th inning opens here. And it's the changeup low. 1 ball, no strikes. Malone grounded out to third base to end the first inning. That left Casey Yamauchi at third base at the time. Here's the windup and the ball 1 pitch. Line drive center field, base hit Malone. He stays hot. Scooped up by Joe Lampe, and he gets it in. That's a leadoff single for the Lugnuts' first baseman. How about 16 hits in his last 33 at-bats? Does that do it for you? Tremendous. Here's Clark Elliott, and I'll give you your Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game here in the top of the 4th inning as well. Lefty fires to lefty. Elliott takes a called strike across the outside corner. Elliot struck at swinging his first time up. It was a great job by Webb to change speeds on him. At 0-1, low and in. One ball, one strike. Your Lugnuts trivia question of the game for the final day of the year. How many times have the Lugnuts closed out the season against Lake County all time? Here's the 1-1. Up and inside to the man wearing number 11. Ball 2 to Elliot. Lake County entered the Midwest League in 2010. So starting in 2010, and now here we are in 2023. How many times have the captains and the Lugnuts wrapped up the year against each other? It's a hitter's count on 2-1. On its way. Swing and a miss, strike 2. Thrown right by him. TJ Schofield, Sam, waiting on deck. Time granted to Elliot. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, the East Division still up for grabs. If Fort Wayne wins, they win the second half East Division title. If they lose and West Michigan wins, the Whitecaps win the division title. The winner will take on Great Lakes. The deal, swing and a miss, Elliott strikes out. Second strikeout for Clark. Second strikeout for Ryan Webb. West Michigan and Great Lakes are getting underway later than Dayton and Fort Wayne. In fact, the Whitecaps and the Loons, I think, are going to get started in about 15 minutes. Meanwhile, Fort Wayne and Dayton started things up at 1:05, and the Tin Caps have already scored, leading 1-0 bottom of the second. Webb to Schofield Sam, up and in, ball 1. Lugnuts leading by that same score here, 1-0, Nuts on top. Top of the fourth inning from Lake County, Mitch Myers, 3 perfect. Short lead at first from Malone, 1 out. Here's the pitch. TJ Schofield Sam whacks it out to left field. Isaiah Green to his right down the line. Makes the catch just inside the line. 2 outs. Malone back to first. Schofield Sam, a couple of good-looking swings. A couple of flyouts. Now Carlos Amaya. Lefty deals to righty. The catcher lofts it out to center field. Does it hang up? Lampy coming in, makes the catch. Side retired. Leadoff single by Malone, stranded. After 3.5, still that first inning tally. The only run of the game. Lansing 1, Lake County nothing.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain. And you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It has been announced by the Oakland Athletics that Mason Miller will start tomorrow's game. A's taking on the Astros. The last game of last season, the 2022 season finale, Mason Miller was on the mound for the Lansing Lugnuts. How about that? 3 scoreless innings, 7 strikeouts against Dayton. The scheduled Sunday season finale rained out. Here today on this Sunday, we're playing ball. Lugnuts 1, Lake County nothing. Last of the fourth inning sees the captain's top third of the order because they've gone 9 up and 9 down against Mitch Myers. Jake Fox takes ball 1. First pitch, second at bat. Fox flat out to center field in the first inning. Berman on deck, then Valdez. Myers throws. Strike called outside corner. A 1-0 Lugnuts lead. Open stance for Fox. On his left tiptoes. It takes outside, I should say, his right foot. On his right tiptoes. With the left, the back foot for the left-handed hitter. Starting DH today. The bat stirring around in a circle. Held down and low. A 2-1. Driven down the left side, but fading foul. Over beyond the bullpen. That ball's out of play. 2-2. Lugnuts bullpen. All of the pitchers, really, before each game, getting in some great hacky sack. This is a big hacky sack team. And they love each other. Camaraderie strong. A 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. A check swing. Missed low. Amaya wants the appeal. They outright ignore him. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Myers went 3-2 on Furman in the first, went 3-1 on Turner last inning. Payoff pitch here. Fox takes a called strike 3 on the inside corner. Third strikeout from Myers. 10 up and 10 down. Nate Furman gets his second crack at Mitch. Lugnuts 1, Lake County nothing. Last of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Check swing. It was high. Again, Amaya wanted the appeal. And again, the home plate umpire, Rodriguez, did nothing about it. The pitch. A chopper pulled on the right side. Couple of hops to Halter at second. On her hands to Malone. 2 gone. 11 up and 11 down. So Yordis Valdez steps in. As Myers looks for a fourth perfect inning. 1-0 Lugnuts. He deals. He buried it low. Valdez in his first at-bat grounded out to the first baseman Malone. Boy, is Mitch in rhythm or what? The rock back, the kick, the fire. Check swing, went too far. There's strike 1 on the pitch up. Third baseman Schofield Sam is guarding his line against the left-handed batter. Valdez takes a called strike 2 across the outside corner. Meanwhile, the right side of the infield playing big time, emphatically to pull. The 1-2, up and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Halter is right near Malone. Halter the second baseman, Malone at first. Malone down the line. Halter not all that far away to Malone's right. Shortstop Yamauchi is up the middle. 2 outs, nobody on. The 2-2 pitch. Punched on the ground, down toward third. Schofield Sam had him play beautifully. Fires across to end the fourth inning. 12 up. 12 down against Mitch Myers. And we're going to the fifth now from Lake County. 1-0 Lugnuts.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
breezing right along on a breezy Sunday afternoon in Eastlake, Ohio, 15 minutes northeast of Cleveland. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Lake County starter, southpaw Ryan Webb, will take on the 9-1 and 2 batters in the order. That's Halter, Perez, and Yamauchi. Mitch Myers on the other side has turned in 4 perfect innings. For Webb, 3 base hits allowed through 4. He has struck out 2, he has walked 2, and a wild pitch in the game's only run. The very first batter of the game, Junior Perez, back in the first. Lefty to lefty, the pitch to Colby Halter. Slice is in there, called a strike across the outside corner. The hook from Webb. Ryan Webb from Roswell, Georgia. Shortstop Valdez plays up the middle at 0-1. Odd chopper pulled right of the mound. Difficult play coming here. It's the shortstop Valdez who throws to first, and the stretch by San Quintin. Out recorded. That ball was hit to the right of second base, but Valdez was closest to it, then the second baseman, Furman. Colby Halter runs well, but Valdez made the out. And as we go to the top of the order now, here comes Junior Perez. Perez is 1-for-2 with a double and the run scored. Lancing up 1-0 in the fifth. First pitch. Fastball's outside. Junior looking relaxed in the batter's box. Red batting gloves, black bat just lifted above his right shoulder. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Right by him. 1-1. Wind continues to gust, and it's blowing in, it appears. Anything up in the air is going to get knocked down. Break even. Driven in the air down the right side, but foul. Jorge Burgos gave a look from right, but that ball is bouncing on the concourse, rolling up the white tented pavilion all the way up the tent roof, and then it went up, and it came down. Might have rolled down onto the lawn just outside the Lugnuts clubhouse. One ball and 2 strikes in Perez. One out, base is clear. Yamauchi on deck. A deep breath by the pitcher Webb. Pitch on its way. Check swing missed away. There goes the Junior Perez head shake. Whenever a pitch misses the zone. Then he gets the good toe hold. Crowding the dish. Knee slightly bent. Bat stirring. 2-ball, 2-strike offering. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball down and in. Webb's 3rd strikeout. 2 outs. Bring up Casey Yamauchi. 0-for-1 with a walk and a fly out to right field. Two outs with the bases clear. Webb to the plate. Yamauchi chops it toward short. In charges Valdez. Bare hands. Throws. And right through San Quintin. Yamauchi is safe. The bare hand was great by Valdez. The throw came in low. And San Quintin could not collect it. Infield single. Casey Yamauchi. Yamauchi reached all 4 times in his Lugnuts debut. Yesterday, reached twice, a single and an HBP. And today, he's reached twice more, a walk in the first, a single here in the fifth. 2 outs. He is a capable base runner at first, lancing up 1-0. The pitch to Danny Bautista Jr. Fouled straight back. A throw over to first base by Webb. But Yamauchi back in. 0-1 on Bautista Jr. Sacrifice in the first inning. Pop to second base in the third. Does Yamauchi try to run? There he goes. 0-1. Fastball's inside. Throw down by Fascia. It was high, so Furman had to jump up to receive. And Yamauchi, a head first dive and a second for the steal. 2nd stolen base with the Lugnuts. He's filling up the stat columns in just 3 games with Lansing. It's going to look really good by the time this year is done. His first professional season. signed as an undrafted free agent in July. Scoring position, the 1-1 pitch. Up very high. Fascia had to leave the crouch to receive. Two balls, one strike. Hitter's count for Danny Bautista Jr. Webb sets, throws, foul back.
Let's go
2-2.
Let's go
Colby Thomas is on deck as Danny windmills the bat around once. Brings it through the zone once. Back to the windmill. Several times around. Here's Webb's pitch. Ground ball shot toward short. Yordiz Valdez picks it up. Throws to first. And this side is retired. And the top of the fifth inning, a single and a runner stranded at second. And we're halfway to the house from Lake County in the season finale. Lugnuts 1, Captains nothing.
Our excellence is shining. Yet, so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
So far, so great from Mitch Myers. Four perfect for the Lansing Lugnuts right-handed starter. And now the native of Alabama takes on Burgos Lampion Sunkeen team. 4, 5, and 6 in the order for the bottom of the fifth inning. And the Lugnuts leading at Lake County 1-0. The final game of the 2023 season. 51 pitches so far for Mitch to get through four. Jorge Burgos flied out to the center fielder Perez his first time. He's a left-handed batter. There's the first pitch. Ball one outside. Burgos, a 21-year-old out of Barquisimeto, Venezuela. Once again, the corner infielders hug the lines. Line drive over second baseman Halter. Base hit into right field. Knocked down off the chest of Colby Thomas. Plays it in. There's your first Lake County base runner. And it's a leadoff single for Burgos. Now Joe Lampe, 0-for-1 with a strikeout in the second inning. Shortstop Yamauchi cheating towards second. First pitch, called a strike across the outside corner. Meanwhile, TJ Schofield-Sam is not only on his line, he is in case of a bunt at third base. Lugnuts 1, Captains nothing. Burgos good speed at first. Here's the pitch. Strike 2 called from Myers. Working the inside corner. This year, Myers has induced 8 double play balls. Joe Lampe, a lot of power, a lot of speed from the left side. Starting center fielder today for Lake County. The set, the pitch, broke it down and away. 1-2. The runner Burgos at first base has tried 3 steals, and he has not been successful in any of them. And I've seen him run. He can run. Just it has not translated necessarily to base stealing. A 1-2. Hammer to right field. This is trouble. Back goes Thomas. He's at the wall. It's gone. Joe Lampy, it's a two-run homer. Lake County leads 2-1. Mitch Myers got out in front, strike one, strike two, and then Lampy takes him out. Fifth home run of the season for Joe Lampy. So Lake County goes from not having a base runner to going single home run to open up the fifth inning. And now suddenly the captains are on top. Here's Junior San Quintin. Nobody on, nobody out. Ball one outside for Myers. Switch hitting San Quintin, batting left. The pitch, swing and a miss. High heat. He grounded out to second his first time. The deal is outside for Mitch. Two balls, one strike. San Quintin, just 34 for 206 this year. He has scuffled offensively. The pitch. That's rocketed through the right side, base hit. There's his 35th hit of the year. Thomas plays it into Colby Halter at second. Single for San Quintin. And those hits are now plentiful for Myers. Hard hit contact by Lake County. Don Schulte sitting on the dugout steps, third base side. Pitching coach charting. Watchful. So 2-1, Lake County on top of the Lugnuts, still nobody out. Here's Zach Fascia, the catcher. Check swing, went around too far, says the home plate umpire Rodriguez. There's strike one. The Lugnuts coming into play today at 27-37 on the road this year. At 0-1, swing and a miss. Strike two, 33-33 at home. And in day games, 16-19, three games under 500. But the Lugnuts have been great on Sundays this year, 14-9, five games over. An 0-2, fouled back off the top of the screen. Just to throw this number out there at you. So the Nuts this year, Monday's 0-1, Tuesday, 7 wins, 11 losses. Wednesday was the trouble. The Lugnuts on Wednesdays won four games and lost 18. And it's weird to say, the Lugnuts record coming in 60-70. That could be a reason why. 0-2. Poked foul in the air off the left side. There were worries here in Lake County how many fans would be here in attendance. After all, the Cleveland Browns playing at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. Why wouldn't you want to be watching that game instead? And right now it is the Browns leading the Bengals. 5:55 to go before the first half ends. At 0-2 to Fascia. High, gets right through Amaya's mitt to the backstop. And jogging to second, Junior San Quintin. One ball and two strikes on Fascia. Struck out looking his first time. Week one of the NFL season. So how many Captains fans would show up on a Browns week one Sunday? And the answer is, I think this crowd is nice. Fine crowd here on a Sunday afternoon at Classic Auto Group Park. One ball and two strikes on Fascia. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. Swings and misses. Got him up high. Fascia strikes out for a second time. Myers records his fourth strikeout. Not only that, from Mitch, his first out of the bottom of the fifth inning. Just righting the ship. The fifth inning that started with the Burgos single. Then the Lampy home run. And then the San Quintin single. So now Isaiah Green, a left-handed batter. The deal, ground ball, shot right side. One hard hop for the second baseman, Halter. Feeds Malone at first for out number two. San Quintin takes third. That ball was sizzled, but Colby Halter got there to his left. And the batter is Tyrese Turner. Captains lead 2-1. Pitch on its way. out off into the screen just above the Lugnuts dugout. Runner at third base, two gone. Caps looking to expand upon their one-run lead. A switch hitting Turner waits. The pitch up and in turns him away from the righty Myers. One ball, one strike. Top of the order on deck, Jake Fox. Here's the wind and the toss. That's outside, and it's two balls and a strike. A lot of fastballs right now. When Myers was going well early, he was mixing up the breaking stuff well. On the 2-1, hit him, came right in and caught him off the right arm. Turner tried to shake off the pain in the hand. Myers hits his eighth batter with a pitch. Turner at first, San Quintin at third. Turner's a threat to steal. Top of the order time, here is Jake Fox, but first, here comes the pitching coach, Don Schultze. Schultze out to the mound. Well, looking over this Lugnuts 2023 season, as one of the two athletic trainers for Lake County, Luis Estala heads out to have a check on Turner over at first base. Lugnuts overall this year. First, they're going to set a team record. I can guarantee you, fewest errors committed by a Lugnuts team in a season, only 103. The record was set last year, 111 errors, and 103 errors, and now 131 games right now. No errors committed as of yet today. That's been exceptional. Very clean defense for this Lugnuts squad. 26 pitchers used. That does not include Danny Bautista Jr., a position player, so let's say 27. At 26 position players, 52 players in all. We resume. Jake Fox takes ball one low. It's Turner at first, San Quintin to third. There's two outs, last of the fifth inning. Lake County leading Lansing 2-1 on the Joe Lampe two-run homer earlier this inning and looking for more against Myers. Bullpen now active. Myers delivers to Fox. Broken bat looper right to shortstop Yamauchi. Side retired. Myers came through, delivered the pitch that he needed to. And that ends the frame and strands runners at first and third base. The three hits, one batter hit, and two runs in the big swing by Joe Lampe. And as we go to the sixth inning, it's now Lake County leading the Lugnuts. The score 2-1.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Al-Anon can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts now trail 2-1 as we enter the sixth inning from Classic Auto Group Park. Lefty Ryan Webb to Colby Thomas. Up high, ball one. I'm Jesse Goldbriggs-Drassler. Thomas, Malone, and Elliott, 4, 5, 6 batters in the Lugnuts order. Lugnuts go to run in the very first inning, nothing since against Webb, who offers. Thomas drives it center field, tracking to his left Joe Lampe. And the man who just hit the homer to give them the lead reels this one in deepest right center. Thomas is out number one. He's 0-3 today. Next up, Brennan Malone. Malone is 1-2 with a ground out to third base. And a single up the middle. Lefty deals to righty. Did not pull the trigger. Took a called strike. Thought about coming around. And in the end decided, no, that's all right. 2-1 Lake County. Lugnuts out hitting the Caps 4-3. Webb's pitch. Fouled back under the screen. Got on him. No balls and two strikes. Mentioned last year, the Lugnuts season finale, September the 10th, 2022. Mason Miller, the three scoreless innings, 7 strikeouts. Lawrence Butler, 4-4 with 2 homers. There's the 0-2. Up high above the letters. A lot of Lugnuts finales have featured a lot of runs. 2021, West Michigan beat Lansing 19-4, for example. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That's hit high in the air out to right field. Burgos backs up, heels on the warning track. He's got the catch. 2 outs. And now Clark Elliott. Boy, Ryan Webb settling in, 1 out away from now. 6 innings, 1 run allowed against Lansing in 2 consecutive starts against the Lugnuts to end the season. High quality. A fourth router 2 years ago from Georgia. Webb to Clark Elliott. Swing and a miss, strike one. Cleveland's organization has been well noted for their depth in pitching talent. Strike one toss. Elliott takes the fastball high. Elliott struck out in the second and struck out again in the fourth inning against Webb. 2-1, Webb and the Captains leading Elliott and the Lugnuts. Pitch on its way. Strike called across the inside corner. Third baseman Turner is playing deep into the shortstop hole with the shortstop Valdez up the middle. Meanwhile, the first baseman, San Quintin, so close to Luis Baez, the assistant hitting coach. I mean, friends, family friends. San Quintin hugging the line. The 1-2, up and in. And I just looked down there, and there they are chatting away. San Quintin with the glove off. They're talking to each other. Who knows what it's about right now? Baez gesturing with the right hand. This is a 2-2 pitch from Webb. Elliott hits it high in the air, deep down the right field line, but pulled foul. Home run distance. 2 balls and 2 strikes, it stays in Clark. Webb's 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3, or yes, it was strike 3. Elliott looked back at the home plate umpire, hoping for a foul tip. Tag applied by catcher Fascia. He strikes out again, and that ends the top of the sixth. To the last of the sixth inning we go, a 2-1 Captains lead.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking.
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The final game of 2023 rolls into the bottom of the sixth inning. Lake County Captains up on top of Lansing 2-1. Mitch Myers heads back to the mound for the bottom of the sixth. Ran into trouble in the fifth after four perfect innings. Myers to Nate Furman. High and away. One ball and no strikes. Furman, Valdez, and Burgos. Everybody, by the way, remember, hitting from the left side against the righty Myers. Furman, a true left-handed batter. 1-0. Ball two outside. And Valdez, the man on deck, a switch hitter. And then the number six hitter, Sam Quintin. The number nine hitter, Turner, switch hitters. Everybody else, left-handed batters like Furman. The pitch. Ground ball rolled foul up the right side. Two balls, one strike. Nate Furman. The fourth rider last year from UNC Charlotte. Lost last night in college football to the Maryland Terrapins. Here's the pitch. Line drive over short. That's a base hit in the left center field. Harris quickly on hand to backhand it to cut it off in the gap. Actually, to barehand it in the gap and to fire it into second base, holding Furman to the leadoff single. But Lake County is right back to work. Fourth hit for the Caps. The batter is Yordis Valdez. And pitching coach Don Schulte is on his way back out. In the Lansing pen, lefty Kumar Nambiar is warming up. Kumar's parents are here. His family is here and friends in supporting him. And the question was, would Kumar get in to pitch one last time in 2023? Just to look over the Lugnuts bullpen today and who's available. So Pedro Santos has not pitched in this entire Lake County series. Brock Whittlesey is due to pitch as well. Let's see, after Santos and after Whittlesey, maybe Jack Owen, maybe Charles Hall, maybe Hunter Breaux as well. All of those pitchers have at least 4 days of rest. But it's Kumar Nambiar who's the first arm warming up behind Mitch Myers. After all, lefty with this enormous left-handed hitting order. 2-1 captains. Yordis Valdez takes a fastball up and away. Ball one. Like a semi-pitch-out. Furman, the runner at first base. 10 steals. Once caught. 2-1 captains lead. Pickoff, though, over. Tag applied late. Furman got back in. And the Athletics organization, the A's and the Texas Rangers, will get underway in 8 minutes. Luis Medina, the ball against John Gray. Ball one offering from Myers. There's a called strike. Lugnuts here trailing 2-1, last of the sixth inning to Lake County. Nobody out, Furman at first base. This is the number three hitting Valdez. The switch hitting shortstop is 0-2 with ground outs to first and to third. Here's the pitch. Runner starts and stops. Swung at and missed. There's strike two. Catcher Maya gave a look down. Furman quickly right back to the base. One ball and two strikes. Myers sets at the belt. Lifts the leg, offers. Bow the way left side. And the starting lineup today for the A's, how about Lawrence Butler, the man who last year in the Lugnut season finale went 4-for-4 with those two home runs. Starting in center field, and he's batting sixth in the order. Other former Lugnuts in the starting lineup, Jordan Diaz, batting right above Butler, playing third base. Berman does run. The pitch is a fastball high. Throw down to second base. The tag. They got him. Yamauchi, the shortstop, caught it and applied the tag all in one motion as Berman came sliding in feet first. Carlos Amaya nabs it. One out and nobody on. Amaya is so adept this year at throwing runners out. Catches his 7th out of 16 attempts. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Yordis Valdez. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball low. So let's see. Jordan Diaz, Lawrence Butler, also Ryan Noda batting third and playing first base, the 2018 Lugna. Diaz 2021, Butler 2021 and 2022, and Kevin Smith and Tyler Soderstrom. Fly ball center field. Junior Perez walks forward, now picks up steam a little to make the catch above his cap. Two outs. I picked up steam there, didn't I? I kept on looking at the lineup and saying, there's a lug nut, there's a lug nut. Noda, Diaz, Butler, Smith, Soderstrom, 5 former lug nuts. And the Oakland Athletics starting lineup today batting 3rd, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th for the A's against the Texas Rangers. Soderstrom and Butler both lug nuts last year. The pitch to Jorge Burgos, up and outside, ball one. Burgos is 1 for 2 with a fly out to center, a single and a run scored. Mitch Myers winds and throws. Ground ball punched to the left side, a base hit into left field, right through the 5.5 hole. Elliott lobs into shortstop Yamauchi. Burgos is on with a 2-out single. 5 hits today against Myers. And Craig Conklin is going to come out and take the baseball away. Kumar Nambiar is coming in. Mitch turns his back on Conk for the moment. Hitches up those pants, glove off, looking around. He has thrown his final pitch in 2023. 5 2/3 innings here today for the Lugnuts innings leader this season. 104 1/3 innings worked for Mitch Myers. One out shy of 6 innings here today. Right now for Mitch, 5 2/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, both of them on the Joe Lampe home run last inning. He hit a batter with a pitch, he did not walk anybody, and he struck out 4. So here's the new man. Here's Kumar Nambiar. Nambiar makes his 38th relief appearance of the year, and that currently has him tied with John Beller and Brock Whittlesey for the team lead in 2023. We'll see if we see Brock later on today to break that tie. For Nambiar, 59 1/3 innings, 50 hits, 27 walks, 45 strikeouts, and the league batting 231 against him. Now the fun thing you can do, because Kumar was a Lansing Lugnut last year, compare his stats last year to his stats this year, and you can see how much better he has been this year. And last year, he was the team's most heavily utilized reliever. Southpaw out of Yale, 34th round selection in 2019. Southpaw out of Yale, 34th round selection in 2019. Schofield Sam is down watching. That's quite the entrance for Johnston, the new right-hander. Former member of the North Carolina State Wolfpack. The native of Chapel Hill, though. On the big right-hander at 6'3". 218 pounds offers to Carlos Amaya. Fouled into the netting, strike one. Amaya has walked in flat out to center. Ryan Webb done after 6 strong innings. Stellar. 4 hits, 1 run. Here's the pitch to Amaya. Fastball called the strike outside corner. Lake County 2, Lansing 1. The Lugnuts run came in the first. Junior Perez wild pitched in by Webb. And that was all. Time granted to Amaya. Your Lugnuts trivia question today was, how many times have the Lugnuts wrapped up the regular season against Lake County in team history? Johnston shakes his head three times. He's ready. Out of 0-2. Slider grounded right back to him. Scoops it up in the glove, looked at it, utter hands to San Quintin. Two outs. Email address, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. I'll check on the answer for that question in the bottom half of this seventh inning. Colby Halter shows bunt, pulls back, takes a called strike across the outside corner. Johnston throws. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Reed Johnston. Eighth relief appearance of the year, 23rd appearance overall. He has now worked 91 and a third innings. He has 100 strikeouts, making a bid for a 101. Halter is 1-for-2 with a single. Pitch on its way. Backdoor breaking ball called strike three. There's 101. Lansing goes down in order, and we hit the stretch from Classic Park for one last time this year. To the bottom of the seventh inning, 2-1 Captains.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
You want to know how long Kumar Nambiar pitched in this game? He's done. So in front of his friends and his family, Nambiar goes 1/3 of an inning. And he walked Joe Lampe. He got Junior San Quintin to hit into a fielder's choice, a force out at second. And now Hunter Bro is in. Hey, final game of the year. Get as many guys involved as you can, right? Go to the bullpen a little bit deeper. Second reliever utilized is Hunter Bro. Right-hander from Oahu. Bro wearing number 23. First, we've got a malfunction for the catcher, Carlos Amaya. Had to get what's on his wrist. He had to get that all secured. Now things are good. It's 2-1 Lake County leading, bottom of the seventh. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Zach Fashion. And the Bro fastball foul tipped into the mid of Amaya. Strike one. So welcome, Hunter Bro. Fastball, slider, splitter, kicks and offers. Check swing, did he go? On appeal, he did, strike two. Bases umpire Shin Koishizawa with the right fist in the air. Fash is already 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. The pitch, that breaks into the dirt, and he takes ball one. For Bro, his 19th and final relief appearance of the year for Lansing. Open up the year, things were rough. Things got better, though he did have a protracted stay on the injured list. He delivers inside, and it's 2-2. He has worked 26 and two-thirds innings, 9 walks, and 15 strikeouts. Here's the break even. A slider reached for and popped up in a shallow right. Second baseman Halter makes the catch. With the right hand, he was swiping away toward the right fielder Colby Thomas, saying, "Leave me alone, I got this." Now Zach Fascia, back to the dugout. Isaiah Green stepping in. We'll see if that is the final at-bat for Fascia here in 2023. Isaiah Green, the former Mets prospect, traded to Cleveland. Left-handed batter. Righty fires. Fouled into the netting. Two at-bats and two ground-outs to second base for Green. I said that I was going to answer the Lugnuts trivia question of the game here. How many times this year have the Lugnuts ended the year against Lake County? The pitch? That's skied out to center. Shallow. Shortstop Yamauchi out. Makes the catch. Two straight pop-outs. Two gone. Well, let's work our way through, shall we? 2010. First year that Lake County was in the Midwest League. The Lugnuts wrapped up the season here at Classic Park, and they wiped out the Captains 11-0. Played Lake County again to end the year in 2012. Allowed 15 unanswered runs, lost 15-6. Brought to Tyrese Turner, fouled off, into the screen, strike one. Two outs, nobody on, bottom of the seventh. Lake County batting with a 2-1 lead. In that game, Lake County had a 9-run seventh inning in Lansing, Michigan. 7,500 watched. The Lugnuts fall. The pitch, that's up and away. So 2010, 2012, let's see. 2016. Lugnuts lost at Lake County. Season ended on a walk-off loss. Angel Miguel, the game-winning single. Bro misses down and inside. And then lastly, 2018. The Lugnuts closed out the regular season right here in East Lake, falling 3-2. Brandon Grudzelanic and Samad Taylor homers. And there you go. Swinging a foul back into the netting. So 2018, 2016, 2012, and 2010. Four times before this year, the Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains finishing off the season against one another. Two outs, nobody on, a two-ball, two-strike pitch due from Bro. Here it is. Lashed on a line out to right field. Colby Thomas rushes over, dives for it, but can't make the catch. It's by him rolling to the wall. Turner with that great speed around second, hustling for third, arrives in standing. Triple for Tyrese Turner for a second consecutive game. And a two-out runner, 90 feet away from coming in. As Lake County brings up Jake Fox, the third rounder 2 years ago. Fox is 0 for 3 today. They have handled him well. By they, I mean he, Mitch Myers, the starter, quieted his bat. Now against Bro. He swings and fouls the first pitch back over my head. Strike one. Righty pitcher, lefty batter, the deal. Batted foul off the right instep. That hurts. Strike two. 206 days away. Lugnuts hosting the Michigan State Spartans. April the 3rd, 2024. The Crosstown Showdown. 208 days away. Lugnuts at the Dayton Dragons to open up the 2024 season. Here's the pitch. Little line drive, right side. Halter over with a hop to make the catch to his right. Putting away the humpback liner. And the inning is over. The triple by Turner is stranded. We turn the page. We're going to the eighth inning. Lansing down 2-1 in Lake County.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum, equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Ray Johnston back to the hill. Eighth inning, top of the order. The Lugnuts down 2-1 to Lake County. Junior Perez followed by Casey Amauchi and Danny Bautista Jr. against the big right-hander. Fired a 1-2-3 seventh. Offers. Junior Perez takes the slider down and away. Ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Johnston struck out two in the perfect seventh after relieving Ryan Webb. This pitch... A chopper hit hard down toward third, grabbed by Turner. That was a cross in time. One down. Junior now is 1-for-4 today. He opened up the ballgame with a double. But since then, we have not seen too much Lugnuts offense. Perez wild pitched in that first inning by the starter, Webb, and that is your only Lugnuts run. So here's Casey Amauchi. Yamauchi has walked, fly to right, and he singled to short, and stolen second base. The pitch, inside ball one. Right-hander dealing to right-hander, Johnston to Yamauchi. Butt off the hands, foul on a line, out of the crowd, three rows deep behind the tarp, and bouncing off to the right. Stands here are interesting. Blue seats, and... They angle around. They do not curve around like a seating bowl. Johnston's pitch. Flied foul right side. First baseman Sun Quintin hopes for a chance. But no, sir. That two is back into the crowd. So it's a straight line, right? It's straight behind each dugout facing the field. And then the angles start. An angle. Those stands angle really sharply out. Behind the dugout, right beside the Lake County pen on the right side, and beside the Lugnuts pen on the left side, leaving the bullpens deep into the corner with the walls rising up high. 1-2, down and away. Two balls and two strikes on Casey Yamauchi. Bautista Jr. on deck, 2-1 captains. Here's the pitch, down low. Three balls and two strikes. Yamauchi understands if he gets on, he's an asset. Great base-stealing threat, great speed, Lansing down by a run. The payoff pitch, line drive right field, that is down for a base hit, and he's on again. Burgos gets it in with the left hand. Casey Yamauchi has the oppo single. He is 2-for-3 today. Now Danny Bautista Jr. Righty versus righty, 2-1 caps. Third baseman creeping forward. Here's the pitch. Fastball for a called strike. With that single a moment ago, Casey Amauchi has now reached base 9 times in 12 plate appearances with the Lugnuts. High A is looking easy for him. Johnston delivers. Breaking ball low. Now, the last time that Yamauchi reached, a single with two outs in the fifth inning. He then stole second. One ball, one strike on Danny Bautista Jr. 0-for-2 today with a sacrifice. Here's the pitch. Fouled away. Off the right side, over the rooftop. One ball, two strikes. One run, 5 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Captains. Relatively clean game. Sunday afternoon in East Lake, Ohio. The pitch. Fastball's outside. Back pick first base. Yamauchi dives back in. Cloud full of dust. Two balls and two strikes. Chance for the game-tying rally right here, perhaps in the eighth. Johnston to Batista Jr. Pitch on its way, Yamauchi runs. Foul back, there's a slider away. Trout again, 2-2, and Casey back to first base. I'm going to be very interested what the Oakland Athletics decision is, where they assign Casey next year within the A's organization. But as an undrafted free agent, he has made a name for himself. Same thing for the other undrafted free agent signed in July, Nick Schwartz from Southern New Hampshire. A two-ball, two-strike pitch once again. Does Yamauchi run? No. Batista Jr. swings and misses. Down on the slider, low and outside. He chased. Two outs now in the top of the eighth inning. Up steps Colby Thomas. Colby is due. 3-for-22 in this series. 0-for-3 today. Pick off the over by Johnston. Yamauchi back in. No tag by San Quintin. Lake County 2, Lansing 1. Righty versus righty. Open stance. Thomas waits. Here's the pitch. Yamauchi runs. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second base. Yamauchi is safe again. A head first slide in. That pitch came in, and Thomas still chased it. So strike one on Colby. Not the best pitch by Johnston, but a great pitch for Yamauchi to run on. Second steal today, 3-for-3 in steals with Lansing. Rave reviews. Aloha, Hawaii. A native of Hilo in scoring position. A strike one pitch to Thomas. Down and away. Now, Thomas, great power. Hit his 10th home run of the year earlier on in this series. A home run would put the Lugnuts into the lead. A single, just a single. And this game would likely be all tied up at 2-2. Johnston sets away from the chest. Kicks and throws. Slider low and away. And he's well behind Colby. Two balls, one strike on Thomas. Brendan Malone on deck. First base is open. Outfield straight up. Second baseman Furman deep to his right. Here's the deal. Low and away for ball three. We are currently an hour and 50 minutes into this game. Nearing the top of the 3 o'clock hour in the Eastern time zone, in the top of the 8th inning. 2-1 Capitals. Pitch on its way. Fastball high for ball 4. Thomas is on. And that is two runners with great speed for the Lugnuts. First and second base, Thomas and Yamauchi. Two outs for Brennan Malone. Catcher Fascia discusses things with Reed Johnston, and the second baseman Furman is on hand, eavesdropping with a couple of slaps of encouragement. Brendan Malone is 1-for-3 today. His last time out, he flied out to very deep right field. Captain's up 2-1. Tying run at second, Yamauchi. Go ahead, run at first, Thomas. Two outs. The pitch. Malone fouls it back into the screen. Brendan Malone, 8-for-17 in the series with 3 doubles. 16 hits in his last 34 at-bats. Open stance from the right side. Knees bent out of a crouch. Socks pulled up to the knees. A strike, one toss. Fastball at the knees, called strike two. bat in hand. Gets that waist ready to torque. The set by Johnston. The pitch. Outside. No action in either bullpen. Ryan Webb started for Lake County. He went six innings. He allowed the first inning run. Johnston, the perfect seventh. Now here in the eighth, a single and a walk with two outs. Deals. Bowls off the slider into the screen. One ball and two strikes. It remains. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, top of the seventh inning, Fort Wayne leading in Dayton 2-0. Bottom of the fourth inning, Loons leading at West Michigan 1-0. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Johnston. Line drive hooked foul down the left field line. Johnston put it right in on the hands. Malone trying to flash those hands around and sneak it beyond Tyrese Turner. Johnston gets his sign from Fascia. Tries again with the 1-2. Check swing went around too far on the pitch up above the zone. Malone strikes out. Yamauchi left at second. Thomas left at first. And it stays a 2-1 captain's lead to the bottom of the eighth inning.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts stick with Hunter Bro for the bottom of the eighth inning. Just in case there is action in the pen from the right-hander Pedro Santos. Lake County is looking for insurance before the ninth. The pitch from Bro, fouled off at home plate, strike one. For Nate Furman, the number two hitting second baseman. Lefty Furman, switch hitting Valdez, lefty Burgos, 2-3-4 against the righty Hunter Bro. 2-1 Lake County on a two-run homer. In the bottom of the fifth inning by Joe Lampe. Here's the pitch. Furman takes the fastball outside. One ball, one strike. On a lovely afternoon in East Lake, Ohio. Here's the pitch. Furman smacks in the air out to center field. Junior Perez trots back. He's got it backpedaling. One down. I would call that kind of movement gliding by Junior in the end. Looking back on that ball as it came flying out there toward him. On the batter now is Yordiz Valdez, who is 0-3. He's grounded out twice. He has flied out. 2-1 captains. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Oh, yeah. Two to one, Lake County, looking for a fifth win in this six-game series. Bro offers low. One ball, one strike on Valdez. Let's see if Pedro Santos does manage to come in before this year comes to an end. Right now you'd be looking at, to my mind, Bro finishing off this eighth if all goes well. Foul off into the screen. And then the Lugnuts will try to tie the game up in the top of the ninth behind Elliot, Schofield, Sam, and Amaya. I had a wonderful conversation earlier today down at the seating bowl with TJ Schofield Sam's father, visiting in from Canada. 1-2 pitch, up very high. Just talking about TJ, how hard he's worked. TJ the other day was telling me the training that he's already planning for himself in the offseason. That's a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Bro strikes at Valdez. Two gone. Casey Yamauchi, the shortstop, told me he could not wait to get back home, see his family and his friends. There are all sorts of feelings that take hold of you on the very last day of the year. There's the bittersweetness of it. You love playing the baseball, but it's good to have the break. Jorge Burgos takes inside ball one. Two outs, nobody on. Lake County 2, Lansing 1, last of the eighth inning. Here it comes. Shot on the ground, through the right side, a base hit right field. Burgos reaches his third hit of the game. Thomas fires it in. Two out single for Lake County. So there is that sadness of baseball coming to an end. There is that relief. These guys are tired. Chance to recharge the battery. Chance to get back home. Spend time with those loved ones, familiar faces. Here's the pitch to Joe Lampe. Down it in. There is instructional league for select players after this year comes to an end. So select players will be heading back to Arizona, putting in some more work with the Oakland Athletics coaches, the coordinators. And then everybody heads into the offseason with goals. Ball and offering from Bro. Outside. Now there are players as well who they head into the offseason with more uncertainty because they are impending free agents. Their future is unknown. The pitch. Inside corner, called a strike. Amaya throws down to first base, trickle through the mitt of the first baseman, Malone. Burgos dove back in safely. Two balls, one strike on Joe Lampe. So there's a lot that goes on right now. Game number 131. A 2-1 pitch. Fouled away in the air off the left side. Same thing for the coaches. Their final game, working with these guys. Craig Conklin wrote a poignant note on the lineup card to them. He's basically thanking them for working with him all this year. He doesn't know what the future brings, said hopes to see everybody in spring training. Two ball, two strike pitch from Hunter Bro. Lampe takes ball three, low and away. Last of the eighth inning. This is where you know everybody getting in their final at-bats. Three balls and two strikes. Joe Lampe. Burgos runs. Lampe takes ball four inside. Junior San Quintin is coming up. San Quintin is 1-for-3 with a single. Catcher Maya, word with Hunter Bro. I see Craig Conklin already walking up the dugout steps, and we will see Pedro Santos here. The point down to the pen, and Bro is done for today and for the year. Hunter Bro worked a scoreless seventh inning. And here in the eighth, recorded the first two outs before allowing the single to Burgos and the walk to Joe Lampe. 1 2/3 innings. Two hits, one walk, one strikeout. The 6'5" tall, 240-pounder Pedro Santos out of Trinidad, Cuba is now in. Santos goes through his warm-up tosses, edging over the on-field MC here, addressing the crowd. Meanwhile, there's an usher who's walking all along the stands, down the right side, walking up the aisle. And they're giving way to my mind. It looks like baseballs. Here, would you like this baseball? Would you like this baseball? He saw me earlier today. He said his job is to hand away all the giveaways. And so he gave me a bat and a ball and a bag. Their final game of the year, and they're just trying to give out everything that they could. There's a fan waving at the usher right now saying, how about me over here? And they passed a baseball down to that fan. Meanwhile, Horatio, the Black Cormorant mascot, getting in a fan's face on top of the third baseside dugout. One run, five hits, no error for the Lugnuts. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for the Lake County Captains. The bottom of the eighth inning. Pedro Santos against Junior San Quintin. I'll give you one last tale from the dugout from Tim Haggerty's great book of weird, wild tales from around the minor league history. June 25th, 2021, a home plate umpire by the name of Takahito Matsuda was arguing with a batter named Alfredo Rodriguez for Louisville. Here's the pitch to Junior San Quintin, switch hitter batting left. He chops it foul right side. Over the course of this argument, Takahito Matsuda broke his belt, and so he borrowed a belt. Another umpire gave it to him. Louisville manager Pat Kelly kept arguing while he was putting the belt on, and he ejected Pat Kelly during the belt replacement. Curveball down and in. One ball, one strike. Junior San Quintin is 1-for-3 with a single. Was 2 years ago. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Burgos at second, Lampy at first. Santos to the plate. Line drive hooked over first base from Malone. A base hit to right field. Jorge Burgos around third. He comes in to score. A windmill around for Lampy. He's going to try to come in. Relay is in. He jumps over Amaya, and then Amaya tags him to the right side of the circle. The inning is over. An RBI base hit for Junior San Quintin does cash in Burgos, though. And as we go to the ninth inning, it's now a 3-1 lead for Lake County. Ninth inning bound from East Lake, Ohio.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Official score credited an RBI double to Junior San Quintin off Pedro Santos, driving in Jorge Burgos with a big insurance run for the Lake County Captains. So let's go to the ninth inning, and perhaps final inning of the 2023 season for both of these teams. Lugnuts and Caps. Lake County 3, Lansing 1. It'll be Clark Elliott, T.J. Schofield Sam, and Carlos Amaya Du. 6, 7, 8 batters in the order. New man on the mound, meanwhile, for Lake County. It is Matt Turner who has come in for Reed Johnston. In his final appearance of the year, Johnston tossed two scoreless innings, one hit, one walk, four strikeouts. And those strikeouts were huge. He whipped Danny Bautista Jr. and Brennan Malone at the top of the eighth inning to take care of a potential Lugnuts threat. So now Turner, the 24-year-old from Miami. Lefty versus lefty to begin. Clark Elliott takes a called strike one. The potential game-tying run for the Lugnuts in the on-deck circle. Here's the pitch, slung down and away. Elliott is 0-for-3, three strikeouts. A one ball, one strike delivery. Fly ball pounded out to right field. Jorge Burgos is looking up. Clark Elliott has homered off the billboard. Elliott goes yard. Lansing trails 3-2. Pole side power. It's his first home run with the Lugnuts. It's his second career professional home run. He unloaded. For Matt Turner, his first home run served up. Now, he's only made two appearances with Lake County before this year. Here's a tapper foul by TJ Schofield Sam. Strike one. Clark Elliott. Lugnuts down by a run. Back in 2016, the Lugnuts forced bottom of the ninth with power against Lake County. Front door breaking ball misses inside. It was J.B. Woodman at the time who homered. Unfortunately, that year, Lake County walked off in the bottom of the ninth. Right now, you still need another run to get to the bottom of the ninth. Schofield Sam skies it, left side. Wind blowing out. That baseball is out of the field of play. 400 feet on that Clark Elliott home run. 400 even. A ball and two strikes on TJ Schofield Sam. It was fly to right, fly to left, and struck out looking. Nobody on and nobody out in the top of the ninth. And Matt Turner has had his troubles here with Lake County in his first 2 2/3 innings. Turner's pitch. Schofield Sam lines it left side, caught by third baseman Turner. So Turner the pitcher, Matt Turner, he fired it. Tyrese Turner caught it at third. Schofield Sam out number one. And the batter is Carlos Amaya. Amaya representing the potential game-tying run is trying to reach base. 3-2 caps in the ninth. Lefty offers. Right-handed batter whacks it up in the air. Foul ground right side. Catcher Fascia holding his mask. Watches it in the stands. Caroming forward off the roof of the dugout here to the very first row. Strike one. Amaya is 0-for-2 with a walk. On deck, Colby Halter, and then the top of the order. Pitch is outside. Turner in his first two appearances with Lake County. 7 hits, 2 walks, 6 runs. Did have 5 strikeouts. We've seen him in the Midwest League before. Let's it fly. Ground ball pulled foul, left side. Turner originally drafted in the 11th round in 2017, 6 years ago. 342nd overall pick. Gets his sign. The pitch. Hammered foul way off the left side. One out, nobody on. Top of the ninth in a one-run game. The deal. Broken bat, ground ball hit toward short. Grabbed by Valdez. Long throw in time. Two outs. Now the number 9 hitter, Colby Halter, looking to keep this 2023 season alive for Lansing. Two outs, nobody on. Captains 3, Lugnuts 2. Here's the pitch. Way outside. Looking over Turner's numbers. Made 9 starts for the Captains in 2019. Had a 2.74 ERA. Then in 2021, 4 starts for the Captains. In 2022, 28 relief appearances last year. Third appearance this year. Halter chops on the right side. Second baseman Furman grabs. Honor hands to San Quintin. The ball game is over and the season is over. Lake County defeats Lansing by the final score of 3-2. 2 runs, 6 hits, and no errors for the Lugnuts in the loss, finishing 29-37 here in the second half. The overall record for the year, 60-71. Meanwhile, for Lake County, 3 runs on 8 hits and no errors in the win. They improved to 34-30 this half, and 65-64. They finished the year above 500. Lugnuts slowly walk off the field, acknowledging Lake County's players. On their way off to the clubhouse one final time this 2023 season. The insurance run scored in the bottom of the 8th inning, the San Quintin RBI double. That's the big blow. After Clark Elliott homers in the top of the 9th inning in his final at-bat, hitting his first Lugnuts home run. But that only closed the deficit to 1 run in the end. Meanwhile, they're putting up the tribute video up on the big video board here in Lake County. Ryan Webb wins the game, now 3-4 to finish off the year with his 6 innings of 1-run baseball today. Matt Turner picks up the save. Mitch Myers, the loss, 3-6, going 5 2/3 innings, allowing 2 runs. Kumar Nambiar, Hunter Bro, Pedro Santos out of the pen. 4,005 fans were here in attendance for the season finale. This final game of the year took 2 hours and 13 minutes to play. So that does it on this Lansing Lugnuts 2023 campaign. And now it's time to pack things up and board the buses and ride back to Lansing, Michigan. Big thanks to Craig Conklin, my pregame interview guest here today. And thank you to you for tuning in all throughout this season. Adam and I waxed about all the folks who've worked with the Lansing Lugnuts all throughout the course of the year. And I'm thinking about all of them right now and all of you who've kept us company. We conclude the 27th season of Lansing Lugnuts baseball, made possible because of you. Thank you so much for going nuts with us. And now we're going to take an off season. And in Lansing, we know that the winter gets cold. We're going to watch the Major League postseason. We're going to watch some college football and some pro football and get into hockey and basketball and everything else that occurs over the course of the winter time. The hot stove league will heat up, and then before you know it, it will be time for Lansing Lugnuts baseball once again for a 28th season in Michigan State Capitol on Michigan Avenue between Cedar Street and Larch Street downtown. The 28th season next year, April 3rd, 2024. It's a Wednesday, and the Lugnuts host the Michigan State Spartans. That is 206 days away from today. Next game of Lugnuts baseball. And then the first Midwest League game, 208 days away, Lugnuts play at the Dayton Dragons. That's what's coming up next year, over 200 days away, but a little bit over 200 days next year. It's going to be exciting to see what the Lugnuts look like next year, and it will also be exciting to see what all these 2023 Lugnuts do next season. Think about the fact that we've had 9 former Lugnuts debut in the major leagues this season. We're going to keep on producing major leaguers, and we're going to keep on having some fun and creating memories. Junior Perez is currently walking across the field slowly, batting his right shoulder right now. On the 4th of July, in front of the largest crowd in Lansing, Michigan, since 2013, it was Junior celebrating his birthday with an inside-the-park home run against Lake County, en route to a Lugnuts 7-4 win. This year was phenomenal. Till next year, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, one last time wishing you well. Have a terrific rest of your Sunday and a terrific off-season. Lugnuts fall to the Lake County Captains 3-2. Be well and go Nuts.